started on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, the concept of Bri-Day was from last year when your birthday fell on Friday, correct?
2 years ago, it was on a Friday, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do that.
Your birthday is actually today, yes?
No, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
On the 10th. Okay. I share a birthday with Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online.
Yes, yay. You do.
Mm-hmm. That's our bond together.
You have a claim to fame.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I share a with Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3525 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 10th of August 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and hopefully I'll finish up those old people things. Big Fatty, if you remember. Hello, Exodus Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your Exodus today, because y'all, 65 years ago, oh, Big Fatty saying it in his old decrepit voice, 65 years ago, Big Fatty came out of the birth canal, and the doctor immediately saw Big Fatty and slapped the Hatterina. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 10th of August. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person a couple of times at the Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, just one of the kindest people you'll ever meet, y'all. And y'all, he's had it rough. He's had to co-host the same little show with both the Big Liar, Mike Lawson, and Curtis Hill, y'all, and Big Fatty, the sacrifices one makes, it's true. Y'all, I'm talking about one of the game night gals, the one and only Brian. Big Fatty, we love Brian, it's true. And y'all, Brian just moved to the Chicago's. So, Miss Lauren and Digga and T Wiggles and Big Ricky and Denny and Omar and whoever the hell else I'm forgetting can go by and spank him. Be ready, it'll hurt their hands more than his bohonka. Well, that's probably true, but anyway, y'all, if you see Brian on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty's got is under the weather. I hear that.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, because y'all, now, y'all, you remember Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon wanted to start a contest on Big Fatty's birthday, and so, y'all, it starts today. She wants you to call into the little show. She says only phone calls, but y'all, if you send me a voice letter and attach it to an e-letter, that counts as a phone call, because, you know, not everybody gets the free long distance. Big Fatty. y'all, it's the Tummy Tingles contest. You just call in and wish somebody some tummy tingles. Now, y'all, I'll be damned if I know what the hell she means by that, but whatever you consider to be tummy tingles, y'all, if you send it via an e-letter, just put in the subject line tummy tingles, and if you call it into the voice letter number, just start it off by saying this is a tummy tingle, and y'all, it goes to the 31st of the month, and somebody's going to win at least $50. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like it might be worth taking the time to do it. Well, let's hope so. And y'all, Miss Bacon will make the. She's gonna keep the list, and she's gonna choose somebody to pick the winner. So y'all, it goes till the 31st, and she is not limiting it to one entry per person. Music, it's true. I love it too. And y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you, y'all, you know, at the very end yesterday, I told you that I ordered my new computer in BFO yellow. But BFO yellow. And what was I going to say about that? Oh, y'all, it was the tax-free weekend, and y'all, I went back and checked. Y'all, it was over $217 that I saved on the taxes for waiting and buying it during the tax-free weekend. So, y'all, if you have those where you live, it's a really good coupon. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I paid for it on my Apple Snack Card charger plate, and so I'll get 3% back. Oh, Big Fatty. Yes, big spender. Let's see. After I talked to you, y'all, Veda and I got together and we recorded the LFC. Y'all, it was pretty much a train wreck. It was pretty much a train wreck. Big Fatty, you've described every episode of the LFC. Well, it's probably true, but let's see. And y'all, then I was sitting around. Y'all, it was so hot outside. I decided I was going to go for my nipple walk. Because the 60 minutes was going to be a repeat. I said, I'm going to go for a nipple walk during the 7 o'clock hour. Oh, Big Fatty, that is lovely. So, y'all, I put on my new Tilly hat and headed out the back door. And y'all, my neighbors, you know, the ones that cut my grass for me, they were out in the backyard, and I went to thank them, and we got to talking, and y'all, by the time we finished talking, I had lost my motivation, so just to hell with it. So, y'all, I'm calling for a nipple walk birthday week holiday, you know, like the tax-free holiday. It's a nipple walk-free holiday. And, y'all, I'll get back to it soon, but right now I'm just gonna, and y'all, we got the horror coming up this coming weekend. Big Fatty, you're starting to sound like old Crooked Hat, coming up with 1,000 excuses not to do something. Did he ever get on the scale? No! Well, all right. But Big Fatty, you hear he wanted to put one of those saunas in his attic? You talk about creepy. But anyway, y'all, I set the VRC to record the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. And y'all hadn't watched it yet, but I've got it, and maybe I'll watch it one day. But y'all, it's over and done. And then in February, it'll be the Winter Olympics, and y'all, those are going to be held in the. By the way, I don't know if Nancy or if Brian in the J-Pan Mexico had any involvement at all. Maybe they volunteered or something. I don't know. But we'd love to hear from them to make sure, or Big Fatty, make sure they're just still alive. Well, that's true. what was I saying? The Olympics? Oh, the winter ones are going to be in Beijing. Y'all, it's going to be the first time in Olympic history that a winter Olympic and a summer Olympic have been held in the same city. And y'all, then the summer games in 2024 are going to be in Gay Paris. Oh, very Gay Paris. I'm guessing that Taylor and Babalu will go over there for that, because, you know, they're basically half French. Big, very French kissing, maybe. anyway, y'all, I watched the Big Red app, and then I went to start watching the Love Island, and y'all, it's the 2-hour one on Sunday night, and y'all, I just couldn't make it through the end of it. I just said no, and so y'all, I went to bed. Y'all slept like a baby. It was lovely, just lovely. Woke up. What time did I wake up? It was a little later than normal. It was about, I don't know, maybe about 20 minutes to 8 or something like that. And y'all got up and read the paper, drank my coffee. I had another one of those cream horns. It was lovely. And did my Sudoku. And y'all, I'm happy to say, well, I shouldn't say I'm happy, but I'm happy to say that Phoenix Dave is having a problem with the 5-puzzle Sudoku. Big Fatty just failed. Failed! But y'all, I got the Monday one just fine. And it only took a few minutes. But then after that, y'all, I was off. No, I wasn't. I took my share, and then I was off. I was off to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, we had to go and fill out some paperwork and all about their new project they're working on. And after that, y'all, this is how you know you're old. Y'all, we went to the cafeteria for lunch, and y'all, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. Y'all, there couldn't have been more than 20 people in there, and they had enough food to feed 100, 200. And y'all, I had the fried chicken. I almost got the country steak, but I didn't. And oh, y'all, and I made those, let's back up a little bit. I made those pork cutlets that look like cube steak, except it's poke, and y'all fried them up. Y'all, it's like a boneless fried poke chop. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And but anyway, I had the fried chicken and rice and gravy and the squash casserole, and both Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, had the baked spaghetti. Y'all, have you had the baked spaghetti? It's delicious. And then I had a piece of coconut pie, and Olive had a piece of custard pie. Oh, Big Fatty, it's just getting too exciting for me. And Miss Kitty didn't have a dessert, but he did have a piece of garlic toast. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, if you have the baked spaghetti, you need the garlic toast. And I was heading home, and y'all, I've done it. I've done it. Y'all, when I was at the Walmart, the thing I forgot to tell you, now I wasn't trying to hide it or anything. Y'all, I bought me a inexpensive set of what are the inserts for your shoes that that help build up the arch. And y'all, I got home. They're for women. And Big Fanny, you didn't take them back, did you? I did. And y'all, I've never had an easier return in my life. I gave the receipt and the women's inserts to the lady, and she says, "Okay, Big Fanny, you're all set." And that was it. So I was real pleased with that. And then I got back home here, and after that big meal, I just had to lay down for just a few minutes. Y'all, I'm telling you, I think the best part of retirement, and I know Archer will be able to confirm this, Moose P also probably, and KC in Denver, and the Big Fatty, he can't confirm it. He's a busy lesbian. Well, that's true. Y'all, the best part of of retirement is taking a nap. It is just lovely. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I see y'all. You remember last week I was telling you about those old things, those things that old people say, and old people humor. It says y'all is a picture of a motor scooter. Oh, Big Fatty, is it young Jonathan's? No, I don't think so, but it could be. It's not quite as butch as his. Big Fatty, whatever. It says, we think we're so much smarter these days, but 50 years ago, the owner's manual told you how to adjust the valves. Today, it tells you not to drink the contents of the battery. y'all, two things to make your day better. Do not watch the news and stay off the bathroom scales. Big Fatty, I believe that's what old Crooked Hat does. Y'all, the baby car seat in the 60s, y'all, it's a little thing. It's strapped over the back of the passenger seat, and it had a fake steering wheel in it, and y'all, that's it. I mean, that wasn't, y'all, it's a miracle that many of us live. Big Fatty, I wouldn't say all of you did. looking for a married woman, recently cheated on, mad and scorned, who is willing to sell her husband's tools for cheap. y'all, it's a picture of one of those little children's cars, and it's on a wrecker, and it says, geez, you missed one payment. question, if 2020 was a drink, what would it be? And the answer, of course, is colonoscopy prep. Never trust a fart. Y'all, and the last one says, gonna ask my mom if that offer to slap me into next year is still on the table. Be ready, I'll slap ya. Y'all, that's just some of the things that the old people say and do. And y'all, I know you're probably going, Big Fatty, why are you not talking about your own celebration of exiting the birth canal? Well, Oh, dear, Gussie, the reason I'm not talking about it today, because y'all, as I'm recording this, it's not my birthday. So I'm going to wait, and when I record tomorrow's little show, it'll actually be my 65th birthday. I do want to say that Gary in Portland, I got your card, and I believe this one is from the Shy Yeti, and I think I've already mentioned Spanking B. Arthur. Matt for his, and then Moose has sent a card and a little gift at. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And Brian, if you had a highlight of your birthday, what would it be?
I share with Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty! I think that's quite the low light. Oh, no, that's vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.